Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Patty Vargas and I'm your host for Resilient Women Agents of Change. And I am so excited today to welcome Rebecca Hall Grider. Her company is called Your Purpose-Driven Practice. How awesome is that, you know, to know that we can have a business that is driven by our personal core values and our life purpose. And our topic today is be seen, heard, and shine. So good morning, Rebecca. Thanks so much for joining me.
Good morning, Patty. I'm so honored to be here, and I'm looking forward to our conversation. Thank you for having me today.
Yes, so am I. I've known Rebecca for quite a while now, watched her business grow. There isn't anything that this lady doesn't have her hand in terms of helping women be better leaders and better business owners and so forth. And I think that Rebecca's professional title tells it all. She is an empowerment leader, global influencer, and network owner, and just all around goddess of wonderfulness. How's that?
I love that. I'm going to add that to the bio.
I think you should. I definitely think you should. But Rebecca is a sought after speaker. She has her own radio and TV show. She helps women find their purpose in life. Actually, not just women. She works with a variety of clients and so forth. Just give us a little bit of give us a little bit of what you do is kind of crazy because we'll be here all day. But just give us sort of what's your purpose in your practice and what is it that you really strive to do?
Sure. I can summarize it in a couple areas. I feel like there is so much hurt around the world, people that are struggling, that are feeling lost, that are needing encouragement. So we have all these people around the world that there's great need. And then on the other side, we have all these amazing experts and leaders and speakers and messengers that want to make a positive difference and want to reach more people. So what we do is we help both groups reach each other through a variety of medias, and that's how we get to make the world a better place, one heart, one life, and one connection at a time.
That's inspiring. That's really beautiful. So why do you actually do this work? What was it that led you to begin doing this?
Sure. It goes back to my childhood, actually. I grew up in an environment that was unsafe, that when I cried out for help, it wasn't believed and I was put back. And so I faced things, all different types of abuse and things that little girls should not know about, much less experience, and eventually was rescued. But while I was in that environment, I took on certain beliefs that I didn't matter, that I am not okay, it must be my fault, and there's something terribly wrong with me. I'm not lovable, and it's absolutely underlying explanation point, not safe to be seen or heard. I strove to be invisible and stay below the radar because anything else had detrimental consequences. And when I was eventually rescued, which I'm very grateful for, I got to go on a healing journey. And I discovered that those were lies, not truth. I came at a great cost, so I learned I had great value. I was loved, and so I learned I was lovable, that I mattered, and that it is safe to be seen or heard and or I should say. But that was actually the hardest part of the journey, because one thing I've discovered as we go along in life, it's one thing to know something intellectually. I feel like we know lots of things.
Yep.
It's very different to live it on a cellular level. And that's why I think it's so important that we help people be seen, help them discover it's safe, be heard, because I believe every single person on this planet is needed, and in fact, needed for such a time as this. And the greatest difference I can make is helping others, because they need more than my voice. They need many voices coming together and allowing us to walk beside each other, cheer each other on, hold up a mirror, and help each other see each other's greatness and our gifts and our talents. And it's about connection, not perfection. And so the more encouragement we can give, the more reinforcement of what is truly true, that's how we make the world a better place. And that's why I do what I do.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's really wonderful. And you know, listening to you talk about the belief system that you had built around yourself because of your circumstance and your experiences, those belief systems are incredibly entrenched. You know, they're very deeply entrenched into who we are and what we believe, and trying to turn that around and replace that with right thinking and replacing those lies with truth is a really difficult thing. And I find for myself, it's an ongoing battle. You know, it's a daily thing to turn off that voice in the head, replace it with something that's more rational, more reasonable, more true. So what are some of the things that you do to control that, you know, thinking, you know, more or less?
There are a number of things, and I like how you shared that it's an ongoing thing. You know, I feel like hiding is such an insidious thing, and it's sneaky. And we can even hide in the public eye behind our uniform, our credentials, different images, versus really authentically showing up as who we are and being willing to share that out. And so I found the practice of every day stopping, pausing, and choosing in what I move forward. And what I choose to believe is so important, because if we don't stop, pause, and choose, it's so easy to go into autopilot, let other things drive us. And something that can also help, if you ever have one of those cheerleaders in your life, one of those, or a testimonial that someone's written, a note somebody sent you that just shared something that was so powerful about how you touched their life, keep those handy. Be able to refer to those sometimes. And that's truth that you can ground yourself in, and you can remind yourself when you forget your purpose or you forget your gifts and your talents. So having those handy, put them up around the room, put them where you can reach them quickly when you are feeling discouraged, because those times do happen. But remembering to stop, pause, and be on purpose can help us stay on purpose and get less discouraged along the way.
That is so good. That's very, very true. And I appreciate those tips from you, and I'm sure that the audience does as well. I wanted to mention that Rebecca has a beautiful website. It's yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. Be sure to check it out after the show and look at all of the wonderful work that she's doing and all of the services that she provides. But to go back to what you were saying, Rebecca, why is visibility so important? And it does seem to be a theme right now in women's work, in the women's movement, and so forth. But why do you think visibility is important?
Because if they cannot see you and they cannot hear you, you cannot help them.
That's true.
We have to be willing to lead that. So often I find people are waiting for the fairy godmother. They're waiting for someone with a magic wand to say, now I will raise you up and you can be seen and I will help you shine. In reality, we're the ones that lead that. If our desire to help, to have an impact is greater than our current visibility, that shift, not anyone else, we have to lead it. And I believe when we're looking at shining, what it really means, it's actually not about us. It's about those people who need us. And when somebody is in that moment of darkness, they are hurting, they just lost someone or something, life just completely changed around them, and they are struggling to breathe. It's like this huge, thick pea soup fog comes down, and they can't see hands reached out in front of them. They're surrounded in darkness. They're trying to see if they can take another breath. Okay,
right.
I can breathe again. I believe we have to be willing to shine so bright that we become that light that cuts through darkness. That's the only thing I know that cuts through darkness is light. And we need to be willing to shine brightly enough to be that light so they can actually see the safe path. They can see our hand outstretched and get the support and help they need. To me, that's what visibility is about, being seen and shining.
That's wonderful. And I like the two-sided part of that, because I know just from personal experience that the best way out of your funk, I guess, your inward focus, is to turn the light on somebody else and look around you and see where you can be of service, which is a really difficult thing to do when you are in such a dark place. But just in my own experience, I haven't found anything that lifts that more than being able to reach out and be something for somebody else. And just the smallest effort pays off in huge dividends. And, you know, then the flip side of that, where you said just shining so brightly that people that are in that dark place can see that there is help for them, and that somebody understands what they're going through and wants to be a part, wants to come alongside them and serve alongside with them, is just huge. I mean, it's just huge. Your own story of where you came from and how that led you to do what you do is a perfect example of that, because we all know those victims who that just becomes their identity. I'm a victim. This was done to me. And forevermore are they stuck there, you know, and we've all seen that. But being able to turn the things around that have happened to you and cause it to raise your voice and cause you to be visible and cause you to shine so that you can serve others is the most healing thing I think that we could do.
I agree, and I find it gives great purpose and inspiration. And I was, along the journey, I was very resistant to being seen. I mean, that on a cellular level was so programmed into me. Like, I would shake, I'd lose all my words, I'd turn purple, my eyes would water, and I just could barely say my name in front of 200 people. And so it was a really long journey to be able to come through that. But I learned it's so worth the journey. And what pulled me forth every single time I faced an edge, I faced the edge of my comfort zone, was if it could make a difference for one, if it could make a difference for another little girl, another person, if I could somehow make their path a little bit easier, I was willing to be scared. I was willing to be uncomfortable. I was willing to be imperfect and take that step. And to this day, that is still what pulls me forward. So I think we need to tap into our why, and that will help us stretch and be seen on higher levels.
Yeah, I agree. That's beautiful. Would you be willing to share with the audience maybe what was the first time that you stepped out of that comfort zone? Was it a big thing, being on a big stage? Was it a small thing, going to a shelter? What was it that, what was the first time that you stepped outside and began to reach out to others?
You know, there are so many different moments that, because it's an ongoing thing, like you shared. Mm-hmm. It's not just suddenly all at once. But the yeah. time that's coming to my heart and mind, I was newly married. I was a financial advisor at that point and had gone through like all of those challenges to get my own practice to this beautiful place like I'd always dreamed of it being, and it was there.
Yeah.
And I started to have this calling on my heart to share my personal story, and I was so resistant. I felt like I shouldn't have to. That's not what financial advisors do. I've suffered enough. I had all these reasons. That's not what I do. I shouldn't have to. But it kept coming up, if it can make a difference, it's time. Rebecca, you wanted your story, your life to matter. Here's your moment. 9 months I wrestled and had all the reasons why everyone else was more qualified. But deep underneath all of that scared resistance, there was this maybe I could. And so that ended up growing and growing. And so I had a conversation with God, to meet with conversations with God. I will do this mean, hard, horrible thing you're asking me to do of share my story if mm-hmm. I never have to speak to more than 50 people at a time, no radio, no pictures, no recordings, no books. I don't want to have to make an offer. You just bring the people, no television on any way, shape, or form, and give me the words to say, and I'll do it. And there was just silence. And this is what came up to me. Rebecca, you've misunderstood. This is a yes period, no period. Mm-hmm. It is your choice. Will you go where I call you to go, share what I call you to share, or not? And this is where I had to be willing to give up control that I had fought so hard to have and to build and to be open to whatever. So wrestling, crying, I said, okay, I will do this mean, hard, horrible thing you're asking me to do. And I listed everything again just so I made sure God knew my list that I really hoped they didn't have to. And I look back at that, and nobody was actually asking me to do any of those things. They were like the scariest things I could think of to say no to. So if mm-hmm. I fast forward 3 months from that moment, I was on stage in front of 300 people, live streamed. I had 7 minutes to share my story. I had 2 book deals in the works, an interview, a television interview I had felt tricked and pressured into. And I remember as I went up on that stage, I had already planned the exit strategy. So if I needed to leave at any moment, I gave myself full permission. I knew the fastest, most graceful way to exit and leave. But what that did for me is every 30 seconds I chose to be there, I was choosing, and I became more purposeful. I was not a victim. I had to. I knew someone in that audience needed what I had to say. And I cried. I don't remember what I said. I was out of my body. 7 minutes shaking, but from my heart, there to serve. And mm-hmm. got a standing ovation I never saw because I was, again, not in my body. Got off the stage. And there were a lineup of men and women that came up to me. And the line seemed endless. I'm sure it wasn't. But to me, it seemed endless. And first person said, Rebecca, I was the one. Thank you. Someone said it. And men said it. And women said it. And then they started to say, Rebecca, I could tell you were scared, so I didn't hide it. Mm-hmm. And you loved me enough to do it anyway. That inspires me. And to this day, whenever I'm discouraged or I wonder or I'm imperfect, I think back to that moment, and it gives me such courage because I learned I didn't have to be perfect. I just had to be willing, and that's all it mm-hmm. took.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful story. And what a, what a validation of what it is that you're called to do, you know, because if we hide our light under, you know, a basket and we don't ever share it, then that's people that, that lose out, people that don't hear what it is that we have to say. And, you know, if your story is very personal, there are people who need to hear that story, and it's hard to tell, but somebody needs to hear it. So I I'm so grateful that you're doing that, that you're speaking up like that, and that you continue to expand your reach and expand the number of people that you can reach with your story. That's amazing.
Thank you. It's truly an honor.
Well, Rebecca, I know that you had mentioned about being elected one of the top 10 working women of the year in 2017. By an organization called AWWIN. Can you tell the audience a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was. I was recognized for the work that I do in the area of entrepreneurship. They felt like I even got to be calendar girl for the month of March, which was kind of cool with that as well. So, you know, you just get to add these things to your resume, which was kind of cool. But I was really deeply honored to be recognized and seen in that light as someone that was making such a difference in the area of entrepreneurship. So I was just deeply honored and humbled by that amazing recognition. And that organization is committed to helping working women in need. So to be recognized by them on that level just was such a deep honor.
Yeah, that's wonderful. They do great work. Mm-hmm. What about some of the books that you're writing? I know you. It seems like every time I talk to you, you have a book in the works or a book being released or a book becoming a bestseller.
Yeah, I would be happy to share about some of those. You know, if we go back to that moment where I made that list of things I never wanted to do and I hoped I never had to, I laugh now because I do all of those things every day, every week, and I love them and enjoy them. And I'm so grateful, again, and honored to be able to get to do the work that I do. But one of those things that made a huge difference for me was Pivotal in helping increase my visibility was an anthology. So that moment I talked about being on stage, one of the books that I was in was an anthology called Succeeding Against All Odds. And an anthology is where multiple people come together, each writing a section or a chapter, and then uniting our voices together and echoing that out into the world. And I found that such a powerful experience. And it created such amazing visibility beyond what I would have been able to create on my own. And I got to suddenly play in a different way out in the world. And so one of the things that I've been really excited to bring forward is being able to create anthology opportunities for people where I now get to lead them and people, you know, it's passing that baton. People get to come together in a similar fashion. And I've been part of 16, 18 anthologies now. And so I've taken all my favorite best practices and put those in and then added in additional visibility in television and radio because I believe in leveraging and let's have it where we can have the greatest impact possible. And so that's what we do with our anthologies. So we just published last week, actually, our third anthology in the Shine series, which is so perfect for our subject today. And the first one, isn't that beautiful? The first one was Come Out of Hiding and Shine. The second was Bloom Where You're Planted and Shine. And then the third one, which we just released last week, is Step Forward and Shine. And that book became a number one international bestseller, multiple categories, multiple countries, and five different countries. Just incredible. And that happened within 24 hours.
Wow.
And so we're just honored.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How many authors are featured in your anthology series?
Total series. Ooh, I'd have to count. I know because some people love the series, they're in every one. Others, you know, did one that called to them or two that called to them. This last one that we just released, we had about 30 authors. So if we count each one individually, no duplicates, you're looking at over 90 people.
Well, if the audience has never read an anthology of women writers, I highly recommend it. There is a book that I got more than 25 years ago. It was, you know, during a really pivotal time in my life. And it was entitled, If I Had My Life to Live Over, which was perfect for where I was at the time. And just a series of women writers. And I go back to that book over and over and over again. And even one of the women that was featured in that book, when I published my last book, I reached out to her and asked if I could include her poem in my book. And so, you know, stretching across years and time and states and so forth with this brilliant bonding. And when you read an anthology, you're getting a perspective on a singular topic, but from different people's voices. And it's just beautiful. I love that you're doing that. I just, what a gift to the universe.
Oh, thank you. It's been such an honor and a privilege. And this book in particular, we are focusing on the how, because one of the things I hear people say so often is, if I just knew how, I don't know how, I don't know that next step. And so every author can put down the how. They gave you steps. If you resonated with their voice, with what they were talking about, how they were able to shine, how they were able to move forward, that moving forward action, they actually give steps on how to do that. So it's designed to really support the reader powerfully.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's just wonderful. Well, Rebecca, it's been just amazing to have you on the show. I'm so thrilled to spend time with you, and I think we could talk forever and ever about these topics. Is there just a single tip or a piece of advice you would like to share with our audience today?
Oh, as I think in and feel in. Remember that each of you are beautifully and wonderfully made on purpose and for a purpose, and be willing to share the gift of who you are just a little bit more with those around you, because you're absolutely needed.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I want to remind the audience again that your website is yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. Anything that you need in your quest to be able to step forward and shine and find your own purpose, you'll be able to find in that website. I'm warning you, when you go to Rebecca's website, be prepared to spend some time there, because you will, each thing will lead to another, and before you know it, there goes your morning. But it's all valuable. It's all wonderful. And Rebecca, what you have shared as your purpose in life just comes through in every single thing that you do. And that's incredibly inspiring and incredibly motivating. So before we sign off for today, is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience? I'm so glad you shared about the book. Maybe, you know, more about the title of the book, where they can reach it. Anything else you would like to share with us?
Sure. Life is not a solo journey. I don't know where that rumor started, but we really do get to walk beside each other. And I want to just let you know, on our site, Your Purpose Driven Practice, we actually have a lot of tools and resources to do exactly that. You'll find a link to our television network that has new programs being released every week, and they're complimentary. There's ebooks to serve and support you. We have a magazine that has beautiful, amazing information with multiple voices coming together to walk beside you on your journey. So I would encourage you, I'd love for you to stop by our site, take a look, and lean into those things that would encourage you on your daily walk, because it's those choices we make every day that add up to the impact that we choose to have in the world.
So true. So beautiful. Thank you so much, Rebecca. Rebecca Hall Grider has been my guest today, and that's our show. And I hope that you are ending your time with us inspired and motivated to go out and find your own why and find out your way to serve and to let your light be seen. Special thanks to all of our listeners, and we will be back soon for another Women's Lead Radio Show. We're here every Monday at 9 a.m. and Friday at 2 p.m. And it's been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. So thank you so much for listening. Go out and make it a great week. It's your choice. You go out and have a great, great week. And remember, look where you're going and not where you've been.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.